We're very lucky here in Western Australia because we have so many people that are doing great work behind the scenes. You might even hear every now and then the Harry Perkins Institute gets a bit of support from 6PR. We support them, they support us. It's a lovely relationship. But this is a great opportunity to actually talk to the CEO because the Harry Perkins Institute of Medical Research, always working behind the scenes, we try to elevate their profile a little bit. But if you want to participate in fundraising, there's something coming up called the Perkins Plunge. Now, I'm not big on cold water, so that's why we have Professor Peter Leedman, CEO of the Perkins Institute. Well, I guess I should call you the CEO Swim Master. Peter, welcome to Late Night Radio.
G'day, Todd, and thank you for having me on.
How did you come up with this idea? Is this your baby?
No, look, we've got a wonderfully imaginative crew in our fundraising team, and Paige Gibbs leads that, and she came up with this fantastic Perkins Plunge, which is a 12-hour overnight relay swim set to take place on the 9th and 10th of November at HBF Stadium. The critical thing is the water's not cold, it's warm. So it's going to be a terrific night. And it's, you know, it's powered by mineral resources, inviting swimmers of all levels. And Todd, it's about all levels joining forces.
Yeah, good.
In teams of eight or more to dive into action for a terrific cause for medical research.
So glad you said that because realistically, I can't put up with cold water, mate. I've got to tell you, my body fat levels are a little bit low. So I really feel the cold. You're telling me the water is heated. You're telling me that a team of people can form a bit of a squad that do a relay race. It's not a race. It's just a fundraising exercise, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you fundraise per lap?
Look, I think we fundraise, yes, per lap, and people can give outside of it just because they want to support such
Great.
A cool new concept, you know, the Perkins Plunge. I mean, it is going to be a pretty fantastic night. It's going from, I think, 6 to 6.
Wow.
It's camaraderie, determination, lap relay, and it's raising money for the Harry Perkins Institute to treat cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and rare genetic diseases, you know, some tough diseases, and we all want to see everyone have a better life if you've got those diseases, and that's what our major role is to do great research for the community.
And I love your work and everything. How long has the Harry Perkins Institute been up and running? Because it's been around for as long as I can remember.
It's about 26 years old, Todd.
Yep.
And we have got some fantastic programs in heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and in rare genetic diseases. And, you know, these are some of the worst diseases to get. And we're making some wonderful headway. And, you know, we want to improve people's life. We want to improve people's outcome when you get, you know, heart disease or cancer being diagnosed. So, you know, we're a very passionate, committed group. And this is a really great way of raising funds in a very different, this is really different, you know, the Perkins Plunge.
Yeah.
It's powered by res and it's going all night. This is not your usual fundraiser.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you, the relationship that you have with the Harry Perkins Institute, and as the CEO, I think you encourage it, the relationship between medical research and fundraising and getting involved with some of the big powerhouse companies in our state, like Mineral Resources. The fact that they've come on board to support the event in itself, and the fact that you're also reaching out to those people that can get, you know, a bit of a team together. There's a great relationship because it means that everybody can fundraise, from those people that are wearing the budgie smugglers and jumping in and saying, wow, it's cold or wow, it's warm, right the way through to the big boys and gals in the CEO division of big companies. Everyone can make a donation.
Absolutely. So individuals and teams can register right now and kickstart their funding efforts, you know, by going to perkinsplunge.org.au.
Yep.
And by setting some personal and team funding goals, you know, people who are doing the swim can make a tangible impact on the future of the health of our loved ones, you know, while engaging their networks in support of a wonderful shared course.
And you also don't know when or what is coming around the corner. The research that you may fundraise for now, you may benefit from in 2, 5, 10, 20 years.
Absolutely. And I think that's the important thing. You know, we're a very committed medical research entity and we're making changes to people's lives now. But a lot of the time, those discoveries were made some years ago. So medical research doesn't happen overnight. You've got to be tenacious, committed, and there for the long term, which is very, very exciting.
So perkinsplunge.org.au if you want to generate a bit of a squad of dolphins. How many in each team? Can you go
eight?
Eight is the maximum?
Yeah. No, eight or more.
Oh,
so
got it.
I'm not much of a swimmer, but if I was in the swim lane, I'd need a hell of a lot more than eight.
All right.
I'm not bad at riding, but I'm not too good at swimming.
All right. Are you in it, by the way? You have to be. You're the CEO.
Well, look, I do the ride, and we have a big walk as well. And, you know, I'm trying to work out whether I'd be a complete lost cause or whether I'd be of any benefit. So, look, I haven't made my mind up yet, Todd, but I'll be there.
That's an honest answer. That is a fair dinkum honest answer. If it was me and I was in a team of eight or more, first of all, I'd want to be in a team of about 30,000, so I just had to swim a little bit. And I'd be the guy with the flippers and the goggles on because, you know, can you use flippers?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, great.
That would be my view. My fundraisers might tell me that's not okay, Peter. Okay. But, you know, I'd need the snorkel, the goggles and the flippers, and then I could be half useful.
Right. Eight or more in the team.
Yes.
You're not sure if you're doing it. I'm sort of in the same boat. But again, you've mentioned HBS Stadium. It's a heated pool and it kicks off at 6 o'clock at night, going through till 6 in the morning, November 9 through till November 10. Can I workshop this with you, Professor Peter Liebman, CEO of the Perkins Institute? If you and your great team, you mentioned Paige, she's come up with this great concept of the Perkins Plunge, and you're running with it to fundraise for the Harry Perkins Institute of Medical Research. Is there a way of incorporating that great Australian craft of the bomby competition? I mean, could you give extra dollars and cents to those people that enter the pool with a bomby rather than a dive?
Well, Todd, that's a great idea. I'll certainly take it up with Paige and the team. Mm. You know, I could get banned from our own event if I landed a bomby to begin with.
Yeah.
It's a great concept.
Well, maybe you could run it as like a separate competition. You've got the Perkins Plunge in one pool, and let's say that they're at the Beattie Park, maybe you could do something there. The Perkins Kaboom or something? I'm just workshopping it.
So that's a great concept, and I reckon Paige will be killing herself with laughter at this at the moment. So
either that,
you never know.
Either that or you and I are now in big trouble.
Yeah, everything's on the table, I'd say.
Yeah. Mate, I wish you the best. And as I sit back, and we are smiling about this at the moment because I think we do all need a smile in the world that we live in at the moment. But realistically, everything that the Harry Perkins Institute, you and the team do for medical research, everything, every person that picks up a pipette, every person that picks up a biro, every person that sits at a laptop to assist this medical research is doing such an amazing job. And again, there are listeners right now that may require assistance down the track and benefit from the research that is being done right now. I love the concept of the Perkins Plunge. And again, I'm really quite excited about the Perkins Kaboom. That's something to work on down the track. So, mate, thank you again for your time. Please pass on our best wishes to Paige. And, look, is there anything else you want to say to encourage us to, you know, do that delicate dive into the pool with a great team?
Well, look, it is going to be a fantastic night, full of entertainment, refreshments, a shared sense of achievement as they plunge through the darkness in support of medical research. It's new, it's different, it's cool, and be part of it because it's going to be a fantastic event on November the 9th and 10th.
People do like to dress up too. I'm just wondering if there'll be any sort of torpedo onesies.
Well, you wonder if you could have a special prize for the best outfit, right? Which is, you know, but there's all sorts of possibilities you're opening up tonight.
But it's, I know.
I'm very grateful.
Mate, happy to help. Happy to help. Professor Peter Liebman, thank you so much for your time tonight on 6PR.
That's absolute pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
Lots of smiles with the professor there, and I think we need to smile because when you think about it, the event itself is quite serious, but underlying it all, you've got the ability to assist if you want to. The Harry Perkins Institute of Medical Research have been around for numerous years. He mentioned that himself. Good on you, Peter. And also the Perkins Plunge, brand spanking new, eight in the team or more. And if you want to find out a little bit more, you could wear your torpedo onesie or the budgie smugglers, and bring your goggles, bring your snorkel and flippers. Perkinsplunge.org.au is where you can find out a little bit more. And on a serious note, you may require their assistance in years to come. I May as well. Let us all do what we can when we can and try and make this world a little bit of a better place. In the meantime, I'll take a break on 6PR, and I really enjoyed talking to Pete. Back soon.